안녕하십니까? 2026학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2026학년도 9월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생 준수사항을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, students. This is your principal. I'd like to share an important announcement with you today. Recently, we have noticed that many students use AI too much for their assignments. While AI can be helpful, assignments should still reflect each student's own thinking and effort. Students should use AI responsibly and not copy answers directly from it. For this reason, starting next month, we'll introduce an AI detection system to limit the overuse of AI. This system will ensure that you don't rely on AI alone, but instead use it responsibly as a learning tool. Thank you for listening.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jake. Did you apologize to your sister today?
Yeah, Mom. I told her I was sorry.
And did she accept it?
No, she just walked away.
What exactly did you say?
I said, I'm sorry, but I only yelled because you kept bothering me.
Jake, that's not a real apology.
Why not? I said I was sorry.
When you apologize, you shouldn't make excuses. If you want her to accept your apology, say sorry without defending yourself and actually mean it.
Then, do you think I should apologize one more time?
Yes. Sincerely say you're sorry without any excuses.
Okay, I'll try again.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 요지로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, teachers. Welcome back to Great Teacher's Tips. When you teach a new concept, do your students look confused? Here's a simple tip. Use something familiar as an example. When you connect an idea to something students already know, you can help students understand the idea more easily. For example, when you introduce paragraph structure as a new concept, compare it to a hamburger. The top bun is the topic sentence. The meat and vegetables are the details. And the bottom bun is the closing sentence. Try this tip for effective teaching.
Hi,
June. Come on in. I finished making my hobby room.
Nice. I've been curious about how you set it up.
I put a yoga mat on the floor. How do you like the striped pattern?
I love it. Placing the piano under the window is a great idea.
I can't wait to play it in the warm, natural light. Do you see that canvas next to the armchair? I painted it.
Amazing. You've always liked painting.
Right. And look, I added a round light on the wall for reading in the armchair.
Good idea. The two speakers on the bookshelf are perfect for soft music.
Exactly. Playing quiet music is great while doing yoga.
Absolutely. This room is ideal for enjoying your hobbies. Mia, we are almost ready for next week's Digital Free Learning Day. I'm so excited that students will do some activities without digital devices.
Right. Let's check what we've prepared so far. I bought some snacks for the students.
Okay. I put up the event schedule posters in each hallway.
How about the indoor activities in the quiet reading area?
Those are ready. I set up chairs and books.
Good. I've gathered student volunteers to help run the activities. And how is the outdoor mini Olympics going?
It's all set. But if it rains, students won't be able to participate in it.
Then I'll prepare board games as a backup by tomorrow.
Perfect.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Danny Brothers Cookie Shop. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm looking for a cookie gift set. Could you tell me about your options?
Sure. We have set A with mini cookies for $20 and set B with jumbo cookies for $35.
I think I'll take set B.
Great. Would you like gift wrapping?
Is it free?
No. The price of the wrapping is $3. But it comes with a special box and a ribbon.
All right. I'll add it.
So, that's one set B with gift wrapping, right?
Yes. Oh, I have a sweet day coupon.
Perfect. That gives you $5 off the price when your total is over $30.
Awesome. Here's my credit card.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 로보틱스 익스피리언스 엑스포에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
헤이 에마, it's Mark. Are you going to the Robotics Experience Expo this Saturday?
I really want to, but I can't make it this time.
Really? Is it because you have to finish your science project?
No, I submitted it yesterday.
Then do you have your math club meeting? I remember you usually meet on Saturdays.
Not this week. The meeting was moved to next Tuesday.
Then do you need to look after your younger brother for your parents?
No, my parents will be home this weekend.
So why can't you go? You were so excited about building robots.
Actually, I promised my cousin I'd go to his piano concert. He's been practicing for months, so I really want to be there.
Oh, that's sweet. I think you should go then. I hope he does well.
Thanks. I'll join the expo next time.
8번 대화를 듣고 아일랜드 메디컬 볼런티어 프로그램에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Ryan. What are you reading on our department notice board?
It's about the Island Medical Volunteer Program during this coming winter break.
Sounds special. What kind of program is it?
It's a volunteer program where doctors and medical students like us visit a small island to provide free checkups for the residents.
Wow, that seems very meaningful. How long does it last?
For a week, from January 4th to 10th.
Where exactly is it held?
On Silver Star Island. 2 hours by boat from the mainland. Why don't we join?
Let's do it. How can we apply for the program?
We first have to apply online.
I see. How much does it cost to participate?
Nothing. It's free. Also, meals and housing are provided.
Sounds like a good opportunity.
9번 스카이 심포니에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Are you looking for an exciting show? Come and experience the Sky Symphony at Aurora Sky Resort. It takes place in the lobby of the main building. The show uses LED screens and speakers, turning the lobby into a true theater of lights and sounds. The highlight of the show is that 1,000 lights hanging from the high ceiling move up and down with music. Each show starts every hour from 10 a.m. to midnight. It lasts about 5 minutes. The theme of the show changes by season, so you can discover something new each time you visit. Bring your family and friends and enjoy your day with a truly memorable moment.
10번 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 주문할 스마트 사진 액자를 고르시오.
Hey, Olivia. Could you help me with shopping?
Sure, Adam. What are you looking for?
I'm choosing a smart photo frame. I want to display a lot of photos on my desk. Can you help me choose one?
Sure. What do you need to consider first?
Well, I don't want to spend more than $100.
Got it. What about storage capacity?
I need at least 32 gigabytes of storage capacity. I have many family photos to upload.
Okay. Do you have any preference for the screen size?
A 16-inch screen seems too big for my desk.
In that case, only two options are left. How about buying the one with the sleep mode? It saves power when not in use.
Sounds good. I'll take the one with the sleep mode. I'll order it right now.
(11번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Matthew, these days I'm late quite often because I keep turning off my alarm and falling back to sleep.
Yeah, I've noticed you've been late for class.
I need to fix this. What do you think would actually help me?
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I can't see the board clearly at school these days.
Really? I guess your eyesight has gotten worse.
Maybe. I think I need to have an eye checkup.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Eric, why are you reading the labels so carefully?
I'm checking the food mileage.
Food mileage? I've never heard of that.
It's a number that shows how far food travels before it reaches us.
Oh, okay. Why is it important?
If food comes from far away, it uses more fuel.
Then that means more pollution, which is bad for the environment.
Exactly. That's why I check the food mileage on the labels.
I see. I'd love to join you in helping the environment.
Great. Follow my example. I usually buy food produced nearby.
Could you be more specific about it?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jesse, you look worried. What's wrong?
Well, I think I should get a new phone.
A new phone? Didn't you just get one recently?
Yeah, but I dropped it last week, and the screen is broken badly.
Oh no. Is it still usable?
Not really. It freezes a lot. And fixing it would cost too much.
Then it would be better to get a new one.
But I feel bad because my parents just spent so much money on my phone.
Hmm. Why don't you think about a used phone?
I haven't thought about that. I heard there's a website where people buy and sell used phones.
That could be worth trying before buying a brand new one. You might even find something you like there.
Henry
and Jenny are classmates who love reading, and soon a famous writer will give a book talk at their school for his most recent novel. Henry has been looking forward to the event. He really wants to ask the author a question about the main character's final decision. However, because he has a family trip on the same day, he cannot attend the book talk. He heard Jenny is going to the book talk. So, Henry wants to tell Jenny to ask his question, since he won't be there. In this situation, what would Henry most likely say to Jenny?
Hello,
Fresh Living subscribers. Every year, tons of food are thrown away just because we didn't store it the right way. Today, I'd like to talk about how we can lower food waste by storing food in the proper way. First, don't put onions in the refrigerator because they soften easily. Store them in a cool, dry place with good airflow. Next, keep cabbage in the refrigerator's vegetable drawer. It lasts longer when you don't remove the outer leaves, which protect the inner part from drying out. And what about bread? If you want to keep it fresher for longer, store it in the freezer. Finally, mushrooms go bad fast, since they take in water easily. Keeping them in a paper bag makes them stay dry and fresh for a longer time. With these simple tips, we can keep our food fresh and less food goes into the trash. Have a good day.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, Fresh Living subscribers. Every year, tons of food are thrown away just because we didn't store it the right way. Today, I'd like to talk about how we can lower food waste by storing food in the proper way. First, don't put onions in the refrigerator because they soften easily. Store them in a cool, dry place with good airflow. Next, keep cabbage in the refrigerator's vegetable drawer. It lasts longer when you don't remove the outer leaves, which protect the inner part from drying out. And what about bread? If you want to keep it fresher for longer, store it in the freezer. Finally, mushrooms go bad fast, since they take in water easily. Keeping them in a paper bag makes them stay dry and fresh for a longer time. With these simple tips, we can keep our food fresh, and less food goes into the trash. Have a good day.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? Seventeen. 언급된 음식물이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.